All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, when someone caught doing something they shouldn't have, maybe their first instinct is to say, nope, not mine. That may be believable in maybe some situations. However, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught with illegal drugs crammed in your underwear, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. It's really, you're going to sit there and try to say, oh, somebody else put them there?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what Caleb said.
Ow.
To Florida we go for this one. Caleb being screened by a corrections officer at a jail. Already in jail.
Gotcha. Buddy, it's all right. Well, buddy. That's convenient.
Then they discovered he had a plastic cylinder in his underwear tucked snugly under his special place.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't say in. That would have been difficult. But
yes.
Under. Yes.
Got it.
Caleb said, wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know how that got there.
Yeah. Officers were like, well, how did it get there? He was like,
must have been when I was sleeping.
That's exactly what he said.
Okay.
They're like, well, what do you think's in the cylinder? He's like, I don't know, probably Advil. Which, you know, probably a decent guess for a guy who just claimed he didn't know that this plastic cylinder of stuff wedged sure. under his junk is not his.
Well, maybe they didn't have pockets on their outfit.
maybe the person who put it there, yeah, you're right, didn't
yes.
have a place to... Anyways, it turns out, yeah, it was illegal drugs, meth, and he's being held without bond. So, yeah, in more trouble. Caleb, thank you, buddy.
Oh, dang it.
Again, just demonstrating... when you are trying to hide illegal drugs.
Yeah. It's not a good look if it's found in a special place that typically only you can reach. Yeah.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.